As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 19th day of April. This just takes me back, man. Did you literally ever have... Oh, wait, I got to do my thing. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all out and coming. Up and coming.
Up and coming.
Everybody's in the studio dancing today. Got hands going everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not twerking this day because I just got back. I haven't stretched. But here's my question to you.
Yep.
Did you ever host a house party?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
I mean, back in school, back in high school.
You actually had folks come to your house?
Yeah.
How'd the house make out?
Came out okay. But there was some folks that showed up and you're like, who do you, where they come from?
Yeah,
because you're amazed where you have something and word get out, you know, and you all of a sudden people roll in is like, where do you folks come from? You know, they like come from another. That was me and my boys on New Year's Eve, right? But this was like, I was still in high school,
right?
And there was some folk from like another high school that was like in the city that had found out and it just. And they were okay. They were cool.
Right.
They were cool. When nobody started no trouble or nothing.
Right.
So, I mean, but just like.
And you got to wonder, this was pre-cell phone days. So how'd they find out about it?
Yeah. You know what? But that was a network. You know what the network was over in the southwest side of town? It was Greenbrier Mall. Because if you went to a high school in anywhere in that, you went through Greenbrier. Not the Greenbrier you know today. But mm-hmm. It was a place where you connect because you had movie theaters in there. You had a library downstairs. And you had record bar. You know, everybody's in there to go and buy your records, right?
What was the record store here in Georgia back then?
Oh, you had bunch. You had Turtles. You had Peaches. You had
Peaches. Okay, I was going to ask if you had Peaches down here.
Turtles. And inside the mall, you had Record Bar.
Okay.
And so Record Bar, especially if you knew some of the girls that worked there, and I knew some of the girls that
you
worked
knew
at Record
right
Bar. So, I mean, you would hang. What? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was just curious about that. I'm surprised at that answer, though.
What? Did I have a house party?
That you had one, because I wasn't sure.
I had one. My folks didn't mind me. You know, I don't know how I end up doing that, but we end up one time. One time, and you know.
Here's the other question. You only had one record player, I would imagine. Who was the DJ?
I don't even remember.
It wasn't you, though.
I was playing
because you usually didn't let other folks touch your stuff at your house because usually it was that big console where the TV was.
No, it wasn't that.
Some
it wasn't that.
I had
something. I had something else downstairs, and it wasn't two turntables, but it's just
no. You know, it was yeah.
It was just one
or a cassette player or something like that.
No cassettes. I mean, what I had a cassette or either
eight track.
We weren't doing the party on the 8-track. You know, we weren't doing that. But yeah, it went well. Very well. Nobody broke anything. You had to clean up afterwards. But you know, as long as I did that, my folks were okay. You clean up everything.
She put them headphones on quick. Did you ever host one?
You ever have something and folks show up? You don't know where in the ham sandwich they came from. Who are these folks?
And they
all up in your house.
No, my house was in like the woods of Narnia, so no, that wasn't happening. But What it reminds me of is that episode of The Wonder Years where Kevin's supposed to have this small gathering, and to your point, it's people showing up, and you don't even know who they are. He's asking them who they are, and he's like, I'm Kelly Johnson's friend. Who are you? Like, I'm Kevin Arnold. Like, who's Kevin Arnold? Look at my house. Like, what's going on here? Like, yeah, insanity.
Yeah.
He's trying to be 17 different places at once. Like, to Greg's place, do I watch the record player? Or do I get the cups off the piano? Or do I make sure y'all don't tear up the kitchen or eat the casserole?
That's
for dinner
what I'm saying.
Sunday,
I'll make it something. I make something out of the fridge when nobody's sliding anything into the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Was supposed to be in the fridge, so you know.
That was one of those episodes I used as a life lesson and just didn't even do it. I was like, I'm gonna wind up like Kevin Arnold with my house toe up and on punishment, so I'm good.
All right, like I said, just curious. Hey, we all learned something this morning.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. It's just something that just popped in my mind.
The house party taught me not to sneak out and go to the party where you're not supposed to.
Well, I would. I had the most I had ever was like four or five people, and you know, watching the game. Because my grandmother lived with us for one.
Okay.
So she never left.
Yeah.
Plus, I had neighbors that would, you know, if my parents were out, as soon as they pulled into the driveway, you know what Gregory did tonight.
Yeah. No, we did okay, and it was like you had your door upset. We were basement, and so you had a door down there. So everybody come. Y'all come around, and y'all come in through here. You ain't gonna go up there and ring no doorbells. Ain't gonna mess with no folk. We gonna. You know, come around the side. And it went well. It went amazingly well. I don't know, you know, today, who knew you couldn't pull off anything like that today?
Yeah.
But it went amazingly well.
All right. Again, it's just something that, you know, think about. This is what we do on this show. For those of you just tuning in to Sam and Greg for the first time, we will take side trips.
How you doing?
The reason. And thank you, by the way.
Happy Easter.
Letting us be here. And we've thrown this number out all morning long, 404-726-0929.
Because for your Easter egg hunt, the question is,
are you using real eggs? With the how much eggs cost these days?
Are you using real eggs for the Easter egg hunt? That is what we want to know.
And how are you feeling about this Atlanta Hawks team right now after what happened last night? But let's talk about the Braves right now. And, Noel, if you are ready, you set the tone for this segment because you came on earlier when we were prepping for the show and talking about the differences you've discovered, and plus that you run a show here at night, a national show, what the national media is saying versus the local media about this Atlanta Braves team. And it's still just April 19th.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because it's like the opposite of like how the national media views the Hawks versus us. Like we, you know, may be disappointed, but we understand the ins and outs and the nuances and the context. And, you know, we're not just that, you know, hit the nuclear button and blow it up. Like we're like, okay, let's see what we can do, whatever. The Braves, I've noticed, is an opposite thing. Like I was, you know, running the overnight shows on, you know, a couple nights a week here. And, you know, I peek in and listen to what they have going on sometimes. And the topic of this one particular show, we were just talking about how, as the national media, it's hard to be locked in on everything at the same time, right? Or at all times, right? So his thing was like, you know, I don't really know what's going on with baseball as a whole. And then he just threw out some stuff. He was like, I know what's going on with the Brewers because I'm in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. He was like, I know what's going on. He's like, I know the Yankees got torpedo bats and Mets fans are mad that Juan Soto ain't hit but three home runs. And Braves fans think it's the end of the world. And he said it in like a flippant, dismissive way, like, you know, they'll be fine. And I've heard from on other shows, you know, on the national media go, the Braves, you know, they're slow right now. They're slugging right now. They ran into some problems. They'll be fine. Like, it's not discussed like there's this big problem or warning signs over it or what's wrong or whatever. The Braves get this benefit of the doubt that no other team in this city gets except for maybe United. And it sounds like even that's wearing thin right now. We'll ask Jason more about that at 9:10, 10:20. But no other team in this city gets the benefit of the doubt of, they'll be fine.
I have a thought. Why? Do you?
I mean, this is the only team that's really, really earned that benefit. But,
there you go.
They've earned it.
100%. I just think it's interesting the way that they're viewed. Like, this town isn't on fire yet, but there are a lot of question marks. There's a little uneasiness, a little anxiousness, a little queasiness. Maybe we need to hand out some Pepto-Bismol, you know, to settle some stomachs.
Nothing makes that go away, Noel, like winning, though.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Exactly. But
right?
And the national media is just expecting that to happen. And I am, too. I'm just surprised that they're so on board with our program here. It's very much like,
Yep. I mean, they got a win last night.
The Braves.
6-4, they get a win last night. And they brought Alex Verdugo up, and he went 0-5. They put him in the leadoff spot, and that's the thing they've had trouble with. They put Michael Harris up in the leadoff spot. He struggled. They dropped him down in the batting order. He got two hits last night. He's moving around. He's just searching.
You're definitely waiting on Ronald Acuña to come back, right? And that's some of it. Like, they're like, oh, they'll get Strider back.
That's the thing.
Acuña's not here.
Right, but also, who we lost, the one big addition for the offseason, got popped for 80 days.
Can we talk about that? Because I feel like that's a lemon that I should get a refund on. Am I the only one? Like, I feel like...
Stop for a second.
You kicked the tire. Did you kick the tires good on that before you drove it? Before you drove it off.
Okay, so we're using the car analogy because I was actually thinking literally of lemons. And have you ever brought a lemon back to a store and said, "I don't want this one"?
Well, you know there are people.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, you know what? They pay with pennies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess
they would do it. They would do it.
They will bring that lemon back that they paid for with 79 pennies. But yeah, it's interesting to me. It's very interesting to me. But that is a lemon that I was sold that I feel like we should get a refund on. 80 days and no playoffs. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. What is even the point of bringing the guys who are going to be available for the playoffs off the field for you to go and give me the few little days you can get? Like, what are we doing?
You are
watching somebody who didn't do their due diligence in contract preparation. But I guarantee you, moving forward, there will be a clause someplace somewhere if this team. Now that they've been bitten, it's not something you think about until you've been bitten.
True.
So now that you've been bitten by it, I would imagine that every player who signs with this team, that will be something in their contract. Little clause, little something. And then tell the agent, be sure he reads that.
Yeah.
Because if this is the case, and blah, 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 whatever, you know. The ruling will be if they get popped for that. So
yeah, that's an unfortunate one because to Sam's point, that was your one big offseason win. It's like you add that with your two big guns on offense and defense.
Keeping an eye on something. The Double A Farm Club has moved to Columbus right now. So like the Braves Farm Clubs are locked all in state now. You got your single A at Rome. You got your other single A down at we got your triple A here at Gwinnett. You got your other single A in Augusta, and then you got the one down in Columbus. Craig Kimbrell is down there.
No,
Craig Kimbrell. He pitched twice this week. Looks good. Not saying he's going to come back and be that Craig Kimbrell, but he's in the mix. Sure, he'll probably go up to Gwinnett and maybe be available for this team. Let's watch it and see what happens.
Are you guys ready for
settle the bullpen down a bit?
You ready as we get out of here? The greatest stat. Of all time?
What do you got?
According to a Hall of Famer,
mm-hmm.
The Hall of Famer being John Smoltz.
Okay.
John Smoltz tells his story. He, Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux,
mm-hmm.
and Pedro Martinez, all Hall of Famers, 12,000 strikeouts between them, right?
Okay.
They collectively faced Tony Gwynn about 325, 330 times, the four of them. How many times do you think those four guys struck out Tony Gwynn? Three. Three.
Okay, yeah.
Those four
that's amazing.
Struck out Tony Gwynn.
That is amazing.
Three times.
Wow.
Maddux and Pedro Martinez, goose eggs.
Man.
Glavine got them twice.
Okay.
And Smoltz doesn't remember, but he got them once.
Okay.
Wow.
But Doggy probably got him to ground out. Because that was him. He pitched.
Maybe
he pitched ground outs.
Maybe, but when you say that out loud,
yeah,
that's the whole point of the stat is to talk about what kind of great hitter Tony Gwynn is when you talk about the all time greats.
Yeah, absolutely.
And these are four Hall of Famers, all I won't say similar. I mean, literally the four different types of pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Smoltz and Pedro kind of power, but you know, still different. Anyway, want to throw that out there. John Smoltz put that out there. Thank you, John. For that one, I'll see you out at Lake Tahoe sometime in July.
Nice.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Terrell Thomas, get back to these NBA playoffs. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's a Saturday morning, 19th day of April. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to go with here first.
What's that?
Efforting our guest here.
Okay.
Terrell Thomas, still working on that. I got a lot of buttons being pushed right now.
Yep.
And so we'll get him on here in just a minute. Also want to remind you, coming up top of the hour, we're going to talk to Sean Belizean from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Or excuse me, Michigan.
You got to say that right.
You got to say that right, yep. Listen, whether it's the NHL, whether it's Michigan State, football, basketball, whatever, or just the entire region of what's going on sports-wise. Lions, you got the Tigers right now going on. This is the guy you want to talk to, Sean Belizean. So he's going to get us set for the NHL playoffs. I want to get his thoughts on the records that took place in that sport this past year and the importance of them, and more importantly, how they were kind of glossed over. If this were other sports, how they would have been addressed. But that's coming up 9 o'clock hour. Also going to give you a fresh casting call. I know that the industry is going through some stuff right now, but I got a full casting call. It is jobs out there for you. And those of you that played football, you want to be listening. I had to reach out to Randy McMichael this week.
Did you?
To talk about that. Yeah,
okay,
man.
Okay.
All right, listen. I haven't talked to this guy in a few weeks, and I wonder how the family's doing. And
he's been on the road some, too.
Has he really been?
Yeah.
You been keeping up with Terrell?
He's been moving around.
He got sparks coming off his heel?
Moving.
Using that passport?
Moving some.
Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. Listen, he's family, man. So Been a minute since we talked. Good to hear from you again. And how are you on this Easter weekend?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen, and good morning, Noel. I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful day, and it's a sad day for, you know, Atlanta Hawks fans. So it's one of those days where I'm doing well and excited to talk to you guys.
We threw the number out earlier, Terrell, to our listeners to say, what does this team need? What is it that's missing to get these guys past where they've been these last couple of years? What are your thoughts?
I think one thing they're missing for certain is durability, health and durability. I think if they're, you know, if they had some of their soldiers out there, if Clint Capella was out there, if Jalen Johnson was out there, it may have been a different outcome, not only in the games this week, but throughout the final, I'll say, 2 months of the season. But I also think just moving forward, I like some of the pieces that they added. I like LeVert. I wonder if he'll be able to stay there. I like George Niang. I think they need a more athletic and defensive center, a younger Clint Capella, if that makes sense, with a little more scoring abilities. And so that would give Big O the opportunity to actually move to the four and shake some things up there. But I think they're really moving in the right direction. They just need some help, and I think they need a more athletic scoring center.
Yeah, I think they need more scoring, period. Just need more offense. Someone that Trae Young can pair with consistently, and knowing this other person is going to make that other team have to pick their poison, if you will. And I think there's nobody, you know, that's doing that consistently night in and night out. And that's something I think this team sorely needs, another source that's going to be that consistent threat.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I like what the new pieces brought. I thought LeVert was, I don't want to say a scoring threat, but I thought he gave us some great minutes. I'm loving the direction in which Onyeka is moving as far as shooting three ball and being a lot more assertive on the offensive end. So I agree. They need scoring from somewhere, and it has to come immediately.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times, joining us. Noel's busy right now. I'd have her chime in on this. But I want to ask this question, and I'm going to bring you into the barbershop because, you know, there are no guardrails there. People just say what they say. So I'm going to ask you, you want a championship out of this team. Locally, I get you know, you live here, but you follow everybody for your work. But you would like to see the Hawks bring a championship to this city, correct?
Of course. Yes, indeed.
My question to you and anybody else who loves this team and wants that to happen, answer me honestly. Do you see that being done with Quinn at the helm?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. I honestly do.
Yeah.
I do.
All right. And why?
I love the when I hear the players talk about Coach Quinn, it seems like the for lack of a better term, when you hear the young folks say, like, he puts that battery pack in them. He gives them the confidence to go out there and play and to play their game. I do enjoy what he's brought defensively from the guys. I've seen some defensive improvements in Trae Young over these last year and a half, 2 years under Quinn Snyder. And I think he has what it takes to be a championship-winning coach. I just don't think he's had the proper pieces around him or the right amount of luck as far as injuries have gone. But I do think that we can get it done with Coach Snyder. Yes, indeed.
Oh,
I mean, I wasn't trying to look for the other answer. I'm just, this is what's being discussed. And I just, since we have him on, people want to hear what he thinks.
Yeah, always great to spend some time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him at Eldorado 2452, at Eldorado 2452. They have to do something because I don't see this team doing a whole lot through the draft right now. I mean, that's the other thing. A lot of the drafting picks are, like, tied up. They gave some type of convoluted thing. We had Dylan Matthews was running around, running down who had to lose or who had to be out in order for them to even have the pick, I think a conditional pick from Sacramento. It's going back to the trade for, you know, when they traded Red Velvet out there. So, I mean, that's all kind of stuff that they're still trying to get. And he's not even in Sacramento anymore. He's in Chicago. So, I mean, that's the thing as far as the draft, as far as his team goes. But, you know, they have the resources to do something. And my thing is, who can they attract that want to come here?
There you go.
I keep hearing floating. I keep hearing people floating Kevin Durant's name, and
you don't want him here.
Do you even see that the possibility? I mean, it'll be kind of like the Dallas Klay Thompson because he's not that Klay Thompson, but he's, you know, he can show up some nights can do it, but he's not going to do it
but
every
Klay
night.
Thompson don't suck all the air out the room if you had a Kevin Durant here. Well, and anytime there's a lull, how many
I don't think he would do that. I think he wants a place where you get a chance for some success. He's a different stage in his career. You know he's not going to play back-to-back nights. He knows his own limits. He's not that dude now.
Okay.
He can't be.
Let's, because you and I could play tennis with this a minute. Right, we got a guest on here. Terrell, what are your thoughts on that?
I love the name, and that has been a name I think we've heard since the trade, but right before the trade deadline. But I think it's going to be someone a little younger. I really think this will be a chance where we'll finally see Zion Williamson get an opportunity to get here. I don't know if we'll see Durant per se, but I do think Zion is someone that we will see here.
Wouldn't want him either.
You wouldn't
want him either. Yeah, the Duke Zion ain't showing up. Excuse me, the 1 year Duke Zion ain't showing up because the dude has been in and out of the line. It's like that for whatever. Would you want Anthony Davis?
I wouldn't Anthony Davis, but I think Zion would be excited about being here. I think there's another thing. I don't know if he's excited about being in New Orleans. I think he would be excited to being here, and you would bring out the best possible in him. You know, if you need him to better condition himself, you need him better to do some things to take care of his body so he could play more, I think he would be inclined to do it here more so than where he's
I don't
been.
Believe that. And I don't? Know.
Yeah,
I don't.
What do you think?
Okay, go ahead,
Terrell.
I do as well. I think, you know, when we go back to the draft and him rubbing on the podium as if he wanted to be a member of the Atlanta Hawks, I think him being a South Carolina native and being closer to home and getting that home cooking and having – friends and family at some of the games. I think the opportunity he really hasn't played with a point guard like Trae Young or another superstar in New Orleans that would kind of give him some relief or give him a break. A lot of pressure has been on that young man, and his body hasn't been able to handle it with the minutes over his career as of right now. And sometimes what you need is a fresh start. And I don't see any other free agents as of now, and he's not a free agent, but there have been rumors swirling that New Orleans may be moving in a new direction, especially after hiring a new GM and getting rid of David Griffin. I think it would fit well. I don't think that would be the only piece that the Hawks should go after, but I think if they ask and inquire who Trae Young may want, and they start like looking across the league, I think Zion is an easy hit and an easy target that can get here immediately and have an impact offensively with the Hawks.
First of all, shout out Joe Dumars if he gets that job over there in New Orleans. But listen, I don't care what you guys say. He gets hurt. It's got nothing to do, because I don't want to, if you hang your head on the other part of what you guys are saying.
All
is,
of them get hurt, man.
Again, but nobody gets hurt like certain players who always seem to be on the DL, and he has been one of them. And I don't want to believe that he is being injured the way he has been because he don't want to be in New Orleans or the conditioning has always been an issue, and this dude has always been a certain kind of, had a body type, and I just don't know what he's not doing since he's been in New Orleans that he's going to do here that's going to prevent the same type of injury. Certain people just always seem to be nicked up or banged up for whatever reason. And as you try to put a team together here in Atlanta that's going to compete with Cleveland and Boston over the next few years, I don't know that that's the piece. My question to you guys is, before we get out of here, is do you believe, if you believe Quinn is the coach and Trae is that dude, he's him, do you believe this is still a free agent destination? Because that, and the money's there, that is what's going to accelerate these guys to get to that next level. Do you believe this is a free agent destination, Terrell?
I do believe it's a free agent destination, but I think this offseason, Trae Young's going to actually have to start campaigning and being a spokesperson for the Hawks and calling some guys, calling some his friends, his former teammates maybe, guys that he's trained with. He's going to have to get out there and kind of lure some guys into Atlanta because we've been pretty stagnant. So if I'm a free agent and I'm a guy that's really on a quest to win a championship, why do I want to come here? And I think Trae is going to have to sell the organization. He's going to have to sell the fan base. He's going to have to sell how great the city is to actually get some folks here. But to answer the question, I do believe that Atlanta and the Hawks franchise are a free agent destination, but the superstar is going to have to be the spokesperson for the Hawks this offseason to actually get a prominent free agent here.
And you know who I think that would be? This is just me, since we've gone down this road and we're throwing out visions of grandeur. Forget about Zion. Forget about everybody else. If what happens in Milwaukee happens, what a lot of people believe, they're going to get eliminated, that dude is going to be out. Giannis is going to be out of Milwaukee, they believe. They're going to, I mean, he's got a couple of more years on his contract, but they just feel like the conversation this past week is there's a possibility of him considering going elsewhere. You don't know what's going to happen with Damian Lillard coming back and if he's going to be that player. I'm just saying, okay, if you're going to shoot for the moon, go for this dude.
Yeah,
give him a package that says you don't want to be there with Doc up in Milwaukee. You want to go come down here and play with Trey. What do you think of that? Like I said, as long as you pie in the sky, and he gonna be unhappy if they get eliminated.
I would love that, quite honestly. Their games fit very well together. It is a pie in the sky wish, I would say, but I mean, you think of the Knicks, you think of the Lakers teams that could go get him. The Hawks will have the money to spend. But it would all be about what do the Bucks want in return to actually make that shake. But I would love to see Giannis in a Hawks uniform. And they'd be instant contenders with Trey and Giannis there. Trey mentioned last night that the people across the league don't look at Atlanta as title contenders, that they haven't looked at them as title contenders since he's been a member of the Hawks. You add the Greek Freak here. Instant title contender. So, yeah, I would love to see that. I won't frown at that idea at all.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Plus, you can get his relatives here nonstop. You ain't got to change no planes like they get to go to Milwaukee. Go nonstop from Athens.
Nonstop right here, right? Right on up.
Hey, Terrell, how's our grandniece and nephew doing?
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. They're doing pretty well. Selah's gearing up for Westlake's playoffs. I believe they start on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. Then the baseball team will be competing in the playoffs. And I remember telling you guys, she's the social media manager, so she's getting things going there. And I'm actually getting ready to walk out the door in a few for Carmelo's first baseball game of the year. It's taking place at 11:30. He's playing at East Point this year. So
Okay. Looking
forward to that as well. So they're moving. This is prime time baseball season for them.
And, nice.
And I thought of him last week, the conversation that must have taken place in the Thomas house because they finally got a name in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Right? Nice. Melo's in the Hall of Fame now.
Yep.
So there you go. He named his kid after Carmelo Anthony. And now how old is he? Six? Seven? Something like that?
No, Melo's eight.
He's eight? He's okay. Eight years old. He can walk around to his friend. Yeah, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Sweet.
Hey, enjoy your Easter weekend, Terrell. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Take care, man.
No, have a great one. Have a great week. Talk to you guys soon.
There you go. Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. Yeah, man, I'm in the Hall of Fame. Do-do-do. All right, lots of stuff happening here that the industry could not be lower at this point. Well, it could be, but it's as low as it's been since it's been.
Not from what I saw this week.
I know. That's the crazy part about
it.
That's how much stuff happens that you don't see. But, yes, there are jobs in the film industry around the city. Things are being shot. I got a full casting call. I'm going to let you know about some of these job opportunities, but also talk about what is going on right now to some extent. And there is an event going on this afternoon that for those of you who have friends in town, relatives in town, that, you know, for the Easter weekend that might looking for things to do, there is a play. We don't talk about plays that much, but there is a play going on this afternoon I'm going to tell you about coming up with one of our folk in it. So you want to stick around for that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday, 19th day of April. This is one of those Nat King Cole songs or just period pieces that take you back, and you got to know a little bit of your history, but this reminds you of what period in this country or in the world? This is World War II time,
right?
Right
after World War II. Or right after World War II.
Had Noel throw this on because as we bring this down here and concentrate it in that area, Tyler Perry, who I know a little bit about, put out his movie, The 6-888, last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who was playing, are you ready for this? Private Lewis, spelled exactly like my name, Lewis, was our own Sierra Caffey.
Okay.
And so, you see where the tie-in is here. And I told you I would tell you about one of our folks who are performing. We've been telling you about things throughout the show that are going on this weekend, this Easter weekend in the city. One of the things, as I sit here in the casting call segment, and I'm about to tell you about some job opportunities there, is I rarely talk about plays. Like I said, if this was a New York radio station, we would be regularly talking about this play or that play.
Very much.
Going down to the White Way to watch whoever. George Clooney's on Broadway right now, I believe, doing that. The thing that you might be interested in, the Edward R. Murrow piece. So anyway, so Sierra was a part of this. Sierra, of course, our own fearless leader's daughter, but she has been in this business doing it the hard way and not resting on the laurels of what she has access to. She's not in radio, and she doesn't benefit from any of the things other than what your parents provide for you, of course. But she's carved her own path in this business, and she's done it like a lot of people do. And that means sometimes you suffer a little bit. You know, you ain't getting paid, you're not getting hired, you're not getting booked. And so she ascended to the point where she got booked in this Tyler Perry project. But her love is theater. And we have theater. We have a theater community here in Atlanta, folks. So I want to tell you about a play that is going on, has been going on. But this weekend, Sierra is a part of one of the broadcasts. It's The Effect. It's called The Effect. It's open to the public. I want you guys to go check it out. It's by Lucy, forgive me if I say this incorrectly, Preble, not Pebble, Preble.
Okay.
P-R-E-B-B-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy Preble. Emmy Award-winning Succession writer. And this is going to be at the Robert Mello Studio in Decatur. You can go to either the Robert Mello Studio website or Yard Dogs and Sembo Ensemble Ensemble. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yard Dogs Ensemble on Instagram or the ticket link. But 3:00 this afternoon will be a performance. Sierra will be in that. There'll be a performance tonight at 8:00. And there'll be a performance tomorrow. The play, once again, is called The Effect. It's by one of the writers from the TV show Succession. And again, it's going to be at the Robert Mello studio in Decatur. Those of you that love theater, that like, you know, there's a lot of people that like theater but don't do it as much in Atlanta. Here's an opportunity for you. So I wanted to make sure I got that out there. Before I start telling you about the bigger movie opportunities, which, by the way, you can see on 929thegame.com/castingcall and also on Get Cast with Greg on X, Twitter, if you will. I've talked about Santa Maria before.
Yeah.
Santa Maria is the working title for a movie that is being shot here, but it is really the biopic of John Madden. I think the most miscast movie in a very long time because they've got playing John Madden, according to the reports I saw, Nicolas Cage. I hope they change that. You know, get Paul Walker Hauser a call and get him on there. That's a dude who played Richard Jewell, and he's been in a bunch of projects. He looks just like – give Jonah Hill a call. They look more like John Madden than Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, really.
But anyway, this week, along with – for the last couple of weeks, I've had needs for this project on, but this week – it got kicked into overdrive. So let me just tell you what they need right now. They need football players. They need not just high school. I'm talking males, any ethnicity with experience. High school, college.
Okay.
They want to hear from you.
We got them here in town.
22 to 40 years old.
They're here.
And we need you to, and if it ain't you, let the folks know where they can find this. They, and it says here, must have significant playing experience. So again, they're going to show, I would imagine, a whole lot of Raider stuff, a whole lot of stuff from his Cal Poly days, you know, when he was coach of college, maybe when he played.
Okay.
Because people forget, John Madden was an actual lineman. That's why he loved those linemen, you know, when he started calling games. But this is going to be shot between May 12th and sometime in July. So you have an opportunity. But this week I added action football players, and when I say action, you guys are actually going to be in the game. There's another one that says sideline football report players. Okay. So they got to fill up the sidelines. Just think of a game. You got guys in the game, and you got guys standing on the sidelines, and then you also have guys on the bench. They're going to fill all those needs. And so you'll see this under Rose Lock Casting. The project is Santa Maria. They need football players, as I just described, but they also need other things connected with football. They need refs. They need ball boys. So you'll see these breakdowns on Rose Lock Casting under
they need real refs or just need people to play refs?
No, they're just going to be to play refs.
But you got to show up with what you give them.
No, you got to, dude, because they're going to put you at the fitting. They're going to send you to fitting for actual ref. Again, if you're talking about John Madden's life, the football part of it will be either the 60s or the 70s, correct?
Yeah, right.
So you got to get fitted for that. It's not like you can show up in stuff that look like a ref from back then. But they got to cover his TV years, and then obviously they'll get into the video game stuff. But as far as the football things, this is what this is the needs
they
have right now.
How are they going to prepare the turkey leg?
Well, we'll have to wait and find out, won't we? You mean the turducken?
Yeah. How are they going to prepare?
Probably do it the way he does it.
I'm just saying that's got to be a part of it, right?
That was a big thing,
right?
If you're going to
Thanksgiving, John Madden.
When you get into the announcing years, obviously.
All right.
Greatest feat. Him.
You know, here's the other thing. Who gets to play his bus driver, the Madden Cruiser?
That's a good question. Should be me.
You know what I mean?
I want to be Willie.
That was a competition for somebody who got to earn that.
Trust.
To drive him around.
Imagine the things that he saw.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know.
So I wonder who gets to play that role.
I want
to
be that. I want to play that. I should have put my 2 cents in for that. I can keep my mouth shut. I'm from Chicago. False economy going, tell me about it. Anyway, so you'll see these all under Santa Maria. Rose Lock is also doing The Good Daughter.
Okay.
And they have a number of needs for that one. But also added this week, multiple roles for a project called There Goes My Baby, Casting All Talent. Hilton Casting, your favorite, Sam, still doing Divorce Court. They need people who want to be audience members. You get paid to go sit, watch a TV show, and they feed you too, I believe. I don't know what they feed you.
Yeah, they usually, the places I've seen them do the court shows.
Extras Casting Atlanta got a project called Judgment Day. They have a couple featured. They need a woman who looks like Condoleezza Rice. They literally put her picture up, and they said,
really?
We are looking for
somebody that looks
this
like
complexion,
her?
This height, you know, this sort of style.
Well, the real thing was down the road here last week.
Well, then
he was out at Augusta.
And that would be that's true.
Right,
that's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah, she's a member there, right?
They don't take you change your membership once you're in, you're in.
Okay. They don't kick you out.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Unless you're OJ.
No.
Well, they did in Riverside.
Yeah, but I mean,
I get what you're saying.
Allegedly, there's some things that can get you kicked out, but I don't know that for a fact. I mean, you hear people say that. But once you get your green coat, you got your green coat.
Judgment Day, Extras Casting Atlanta, looking for a slender black female. Like I said, think Condoleezza Rice, ages 40s to 60s. And I'm not even going to try to describe the scene for this, but that's what they need. Also, there's a need for a bunch of guys who want to be part of a jail scene. So, again, it's all acting. And again, it's kind of fun. But now here's one. This is the first one on the breakdown. And you want to get your submissions in ASAP, like
okay,
soon as we get off the air.
All right.
Because next week, Central Casting is, they're shooting next week scenes for Your Mother. I think it's Your Mother, Your Mother, Your Mother. But I'm just putting it down as Your Mother. This is an Amazon MGM project. They need kayakers and canoers. Two things I've never done.
Okay. No, I got no experience with that.
Me either.
But we have them. We have them in our
all
area.
All over the place. We've got
they
all these
are
lakes
here.
All over the place here.
Very much.
So men and women, any ethnicity, experienced kayakers and canoers, 18 plus, must be able to swim. You wouldn't think you'd have to write that information down, would you?
Not if you're doing that.
They got to do it, though. Must be physically able to kayak or canoe for multiple takes during the day. And this is going to happen next week. So you want to get your submission in, get your picture, just stand in front of a blank wall, have somebody take a couple pictures of you, waist up, headshot, or full body, and then a picture of you by your canoe, and then just put down, I've been canoeing since 1992 or whatever, and I go out to Lake Lanier or Lake Oconee. So give them that information and keep your fingers crossed. Put water sports in the subject line. So there you go. If you guys got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And I will get back to you as soon as I can. I'm trying to get updates on this other stuff that we got. We got a lot of things going on out here.
The
man.
Thing I saw, the base camp that I saw, and I won't say where it was, but you could tell that they had police cars that were not from this area. You look at the police cars, and they had the little to serve and protect on the side. Kind of looked like what you would see on a Los Angeles car. Matter of fact, or at least somewhere out west, because they had news vehicles. These looked like news vehicles. And the call letter started with K.
So, yeah. It's
so, apparently, they're shooting something depicted in someone west of the Mississippi, but they were shooting it here.
Yeah.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
And
that happens all the time.
So, they had those vehicles that looked like the units with the little satellite thing on it.
When you go on set, you know, and you can see the guys from the art department going on and putting on the California license plates.
Yeah.
For cars that are in there. You know, we asked folks here in Georgia to come and be on set and bring your car, and as soon as you get there, they either plaster on, you know, or not tape on, but they can put on a license plate that'll show. In some cases, you got to put on two because Georgia don't have front license plates. But depending on the city you're shooting or supposed to be in, you got to put two on there.
Okay.
So they have all that stuff. And so, like I said, it's the little things. All right. I got a final from one of these games. And when we come back, I'm going to give you a final, one of the finals from the Easter shootout. I want to get this one right. I got so many pages up here. This is the one with the kids. The Easter, what's it called here? Easter Saturday Shootout.
Okay.
With multiple counties going on, and we've got a final for one of the games. So I'll get that to you here in just a little bit. And as we move into this 10 o'clock hour, folks, the NHL playoffs have gotten started, much like the NBA. And we reach out to a guy a couple times a year to give us his thoughts on what's going on, what we're missing in the world of hockey, getting a set, and other big stories in his world. Could be the other players, could be other teams up there in Michigan. But we love hearing, and we count the aboots when he comes on with that Canadian,
yes, we do,
with that Canadian accent. So Sean Bolesian will be joining us next. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.